I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Rescuers in Chile hope to bring the first of the 33 trapped miners to the surface in just a few hours. The men have been stuck underground for 2 months now. The plan is to haul them up one at a time in a special capsule. The miners will be wearing oxygen masks and belts that will monitor their vital signs on the way up. They'll be carried through a tunnel drilled by the rescue team. American James Stefanik was on that team that drilled the tunnel. He's operations manager for U.S.-Chilean company Geotech Boyles Brothers, and he's optimistic.
We feel the hole's in good shape, so really it should just be a standard operating procedure from here on if all goes all right.
So what, if anything, then, would be the greatest risk as the rescue proceeds?
Really, anytime you're doing anything, there's always a small risk. But I would say if they run in there nice and slow and run it out, nice and smooth, it shouldn't be a problem. They just got to watch for any kind of problem pulling out of the hole that could grab you. And if it starts pulling a little tension on the cable, then they got to be real careful, maybe lower it again and then slowly pick it up. But the dummy run we made went very smooth.
Have you ever seen or been part of a rescue like this before?
I've seen them on television, but I've never been part of it. Of course, this one probably had quite a few more difficulties because of the depth we're talking about, and that was the toughest part, I would say, just being able to get down to that depth. We do a lot of drilling in a lot of places, but when you're drilling to save lives, there's a lot more pressure, and you can't afford to make any mistakes, so the adrenaline's going at 150% all the time.
And just remind us, is the shaft that goes down to the area where the miners are, is it a straight shaft or kind of spiral?
Well, that's what makes it a little tougher. It's got angle because we could not find a place where we could drill a vertical hole. But because that is an old mine, been working since 1889, so there's a lot of old works up there near surface. So we have to find a spot a little bit away, further away from where the mine itself is, to drill a directional hole with some angle. We started off at 11 degrees from the vertical, and then that hole slowly and just smoothly curve down to finally end up at about 2.5 degrees from vertical.
At what point do you breathe easy?
Once all 33 miners are out, that's when we really breathe easy. Until that's done, you always wonder, but I understand right now they got a pretty good chance. Hopefully we'll have good news by in the morning.
So what does happen through the evening tonight for you?
Hopefully I'll just be a spectator, which in a way makes it nice.
My guess is, though, that you're going to be somewhere near site, or are you going to be on site as the actual rescues happen?
No, the whole team that was there for the last month or so, we've gone off site. We don't need more people on location than needs to be, and there's, believe me, plenty of people there. We'll let the people do their job and do it right, and we'll just watch on, hopefully on the screen, on a television, drinking a cold beer, I hope.
Do you kind of wish you were going to be there tonight as opposed to watching it on TV?
Not really. I think they got to have time to spend it with their family, and that's what they need. And it's their night tonight. We've done our job, and let's get them out safely and let them be with their family. That's the most important thing.
James, just tell us one of the stories that's happened over the past couple of months that stands out for you.
Well, there's a lot of stories that happened, but if I can say one that I think was interesting is before we broke through with a 12-inch hammer and bit, we had a video conversation with the miners the night before that. We knew we were getting close. And when we talked to them that evening, one of the guys complained about their shampoo that was being sent down there. And I thought, man, that's a strange complaint from these miners. And then they switched the camera over to a couple of the other miners that were there. And somewhere they had gotten a wig, and there was this guy that didn't have a whole lot of hair, and he put a wig on there. And they said, that's the problem with having the shampoo. I thought that was pretty. They were in a good mood and even pulling a few little jokes, and that was a great moment, really.
Where did they get a wig down there?
That's a good question, and I didn't even want to ask them that. I just thought it was a great little trick they played on us there, because we fell for it.
That's such a great story. All right.
I think it's something that will stick with me for the rest of my life. I was very glad to be part of this, and also being able to get the whole drill and hopefully have them out before long.
All right, James Stefanik, thanks again.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
James Stefanik, who was, by the way, born in Chile, the son of an American miner. He's the operations manager for Geotech Boyles Brothers. That's the company that drilled the escape shaft for the rescue attempt at the mine in Chile.